Dr. Sublette, talk a little bit about Union Institute. At one time, it was called University Without Walls, was it not?
That's correct. And the university was created in 1964 when 10 university presidents got together and decided that traditional education in the 1960s was not meeting the needs of adult learners. So what could they do to create a new entity that would help adults feel more comfortable in coming to campus or perhaps not coming to campus? And so they created the Consortium for Research and Experimentation in Higher Education, and that consortium was funded by some major foundations and by the United States Department of Education as an experimenting unit for two reasons. One, to provide alternative approaches to education for adults, and secondly, to inform the field about what we learned in the process. And over the years, Union morphed until 1971. It became a standalone university, and that's where you had the Union Graduate College offering our doctoral program, and then the University Without Walls, which was the undergraduate program. And over the years, Union has changed its name. In 1989, it became the Union Institute. And then in 2001, when Union acquired the college campus in Vermont, Vermont College, we became Union Institute and University.
Who is the university for?
Actually, our average undergraduate student, when normally she enters, she is about 38 years old and may have had, usually has had academic experiences at other universities, but because perhaps of a spouse traveling or changing jobs, never had an opportunity to complete a program. So Union is the perfect university because we have flexible transfer policies and we can help students design their own degree programs and to make a major that works with what their dreams and their educational goals and objectives are. Our master's students, the average age is about 40, and we have three doctoral programs, and the average age of students in those programs would be about 45. So it is a university that from the very beginning was designed with a mission to serve adult students, and we are continuing that tradition as we get ready to celebrate our 50th anniversary.
Tell me a little bit about a couple of people that have come here and been successful, and this was the perfect fit for them.
The Prime Minister of Jamaica comes to mind. Portia Simpson Miller is a graduate of Union's undergraduate program in our Miami Center. And certainly as busy as Portia was with her political career, particularly in the early days, it was not possible for her to complete a degree program in a traditional university. And the Miami Center offered her an academic program that allowed her to combine both face-to-face class times or low residencies with online learning. And she's been fairly successful. We have a congressman, Danny Davis from Illinois, who came here to finish his doctorate. And Danny used that doctorate to expand his knowledge and understanding of American history and American politics.
We have really only begun to scratch the surface, but I know one thing that you really try to do is stay on the cutting edge of higher education. Can you tell me about one of the programs you're really proud of?
Most recently, Union developed a Martin Luther King Jr. scholarship program, which is attached to our PhD in Interdisciplinary Studies program. And to my knowledge, we may be the only university offering the MLK scholarship at a doctoral level. You know, you can talk about climbing to the mountaintop. We like to look over the mountaintop and see what might be on the horizon for future educational changes in this country.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sublette, and we're looking forward to your 50th anniversary.
My pleasure. Thank you.